Proverbs 16:21 says, "The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning." Looking at that first phrase, "the wise in heart shall be called prudent," I learned the meaning of the word prudent in an interesting way. I had never heard of the word before. I'm sure I'd heard it, but never paid attention to it, didn't know what it means. This goes way back to when George H.W. Bush was president of the United States from 1988 to 1992, and a comedian did an imitation of our first President Bush, Dana Carvey. He made the word prudent a well-known punchline in the early 1990s with his imitation of President George H.W. Bush. When responding to the reason why he wasn't going to do a particular thing politically, Bush said, "It wouldn't be prudent." A lot of people had to get out a dictionary to find out exactly what he meant. At least I did. But I didn't pay much attention to it. And Carvey had the comedic discernment to realize that this was right up there with other famous one-liners like "Where's the beef?" and "Make my day." So the phrase "wouldn't be prudent" was repeated often by millions of people. Now, this was a decade before the internet, as we know it now, even existed. The word prudent gained notoriety and usage simply by word of mouth. No viral videos or podcasting. These were also the days when talk radio became king, Rush Limbaugh and others. And it grew incredibly until it morphed into the internet podcast. So you can deduce from the use of the term by Dana Carvey, who borrowed it from President Bush and then was plagiarized, imitated, and repeated by millions around the world. Prudent means wouldn't be the smart thing to do. That's the street definition, at least. When you look it up in a Webster's 1828 dictionary, you see the definition is cautious, circumspect, practically wise. Again, that just means it wouldn't be the smart thing to do. And that is why the word prudent is often used to describe people who learn and live out biblical wisdom. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. Just today, I watched a video as a lady is recording illegal activity taking place in a street party of sorts. People were burning rubber, doing donuts in their cars and on their bikes. Others were destroying property and setting fires. And the lady taking the video, she was stopped and stuck in traffic and had no way out. So she doesn't like what's happening. So she uses another phone of a friend that's in the car with her to call 911. Even as she continues recording the crime taking place. And in less than 3 minutes, the police show up and stop what's going on. And within 5 minutes of her calling the cops, she's on her way and traffic is moving again. Getting out of your car and trying to stop street thugs single-handedly when surrounded by hundreds of such people wouldn't be prudent. Staying in your car and calling 911, that was prudent. However, the fact that she then posted her video, risking being identified by the street thugs, that doesn't seem prudent to me. So in that single video, we see a demonstration of being prudent and then the lack of being prudent, all in one. She was wise to call 911. Not wise if she posted that video on her personal social media accounts where people can identify her. So, I hope that that illustration is helpful and that you can extrapolate, which is another word you may want to look up, but think about it. The definition's right here. Extrapolate my illustration to your own situations. In other words, draw out the wisdom from what this lady did and the lack of wisdom from what she did, and then apply that to your own situations. And in doing so, you would be wise in heart. And your friends might call you that too. And the wise in heart are those who James described as not just hearers, but doers of the word.